Hello, is this Maltravash?
Yes.
All right, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, I don't work at all. I mean, I'm retired, as I should
say. Okay. All right, thank you. So do you happen to be 18 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not
vote? Definitely vote.
Definitely? All right. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
A what?
What would that be like? Like, you think of yourself as a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
All right, thank you. And in the November 2020 general elections, for whom did he vote for? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. What is your age?
It's my age?
Mm-hmm.
68,
all right, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
It gets kind of tricky. Half black, half white.
All right, so I'm mixed.
I'm mixed,
all right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and the 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote?
Oh, I'm extremely motivated to vote for the president, yeah.
So would that be a 10 then?
That'd be a 10.
All right. Thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
All right, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Do I approve of what?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is handling, of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, yes, very. Yes.
All right, so strongly approve?
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Congress. They can only do so much, but I approve of their... I approve of them.
All right.
On top of things. All
right.
Can.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of different issues.
Of the Democrats in Congress or Congress?
No, of the Democrats in Congress.
Yes, I approve of them, yes.
Okay,
very hard, but it's hard when you're outnumbered.
All right. So would you say you strongly approve then?
Yes, strongly approve.
Okay, all right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of different issues that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is for you. So a 10 would be that it's like the most important issue ever. A 5 would mean that it's neutral, so it's like somewhat important. And a 0 means that it's not important at all.
Okay.
So the first one is combating climate change and protecting the environment.
5 is good or...
5 would be that it's somewhat... 5 would be that it's somewhat important. And a 10 would be that it's
okay,
really important.
With 10? 10.
10? All right. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So
okay,
that one... Oh, no worries. I can just repeat again if you would like. No worries. So the second one is protecting. The second one is protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Banning assault weapons.
I have to say three. It's good to have weapons, but not the kind they have. Oh, God, I know.
All right.
No, I say three.
Three? All right, thank you. Addressing immigration and border security.
I don't know enough about it to really give an opinion.
All right, no worries. Banning TikTok.
An eight.
Eight, all right. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
When you say economy, do you mean the prices or jobs?
It can be truly just whatever or however you want to interpret it. So it can be about like improving jobs, like increasing pay, or it can be
okay.
Just about fighting inflation in general.
Okay.
So really
I
it's just how you want to perceive it.
I think of how I see it. It's fine.
So would you say it's like a 10 then maybe?
Or a 10.
A 10?
A
All 10. Right.
A
what
10.
About... Okay, thank you. What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Improving K-12 education?
Education, you said?
Mm-hmm. Improving K-12 education.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
10.
10? All right, thank you. Do you believe that the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. I'm sorry, yes. And then a 50 would mean that you do not particularly feel warm nor cold, so it's like neutral. And a 0 if you basically do not like them. So it's like that you have very negative feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 100. So the first one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Jeffries?
Mm-hmm. Hakeem Jeffries, yes.
No opinion.
All right. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Ten. I mean, if 100's the biggest number, 10's the lowest number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
five.
Okay. So a 0 would be like the most, like the worst one.
A zero.
All right.
Yes,
thank you.
A zero.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Republicans in Congress?
As it stands now, 0.
Democrats in Congress?
100.
Elon Musk?
You see Elon Musk?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Elon Musk.
Who is he? I mean, this reminds us. I know the name, but I don't know the person that well. If you could sort of help me with that.
All right. Well, no worries. If you've like never heard of them or if you have no opinion or simply just don't know enough about this person, I can also just put that.
Yeah, I don't know this person.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
100.
Mike Johnson?
Who?
Mike Johnson.
I don't have an opinion on him.
All right, no worries. What about Meta / Facebook?
You said Facebook?
Yes.
60%.
60, all right. And what about TikTok?
80%.
80%, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? All right. Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Well, he wants to keep the status quo. He doesn't want to get revenge on people. He wants to follows rule of law. And he keeps medical supplies cheap for us, because $35 for insulin is a blessing.
All right.
That he cares about most about the people.
All right. Thank you. So you would say that because he wants to keep the status quo, he wants to follow rule of law, and he keeps medical supplies affordable for us, and he cares for the people.
Right.
Okay.
He cares for people, yeah.
All right. Thank you. So generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI? Would you say you know,
It's so strange. Every time they come up with new technology, somebody figures out a way to corrupt it. So,
all right.
I have to say about 60% so far, so they can really get on not corrupting it.
All right. So, but how would you say personally that you understand? Do you understand like a great deal, a fair amount, not much?
I understand a great deal of what it is. Yeah, the business
economy. Okay, all right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
I think somehow now it could be more of a threat.
All right, would that be like someone?
Yeah.
All right, so would it be like
about somewhat.
All right, okay. Thank you. Which of the following is closer to your view? That tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
They should be more regulated.
More regulated? All right.
Yeah.
Think about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online. Which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say it's U.S. law enforcement, North Korea, the U.S. government, China, Russia, big U.S. tech companies, or foreign tech companies?
Lisa, can you read it one more time for me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. No worries.
My thoughts. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I can totally repeat it. So the list goes, I'm going to repeat just the list or also the question?
The whole thing.
The whole thing? All right. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
No, perfect. So the question is, thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? And the list goes, U.S. law enforcement, North Korea, the U.S. government, China, Russia, big U.S. tech companies, or foreign tech companies?
None of the above. I mean, I don't know that much about it. I know that, I guess I have to say the U.S. government.
The U.S. government? All right.
Yeah.
So, switching gears a bit, do you often use each of the following social media platforms, or do you use them at all? And I'm going to give you a list, and if you could tell me if you use it, like, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, or about once a month, or, like, less than once a month, or not at all.
Okay.
So, the first one is YouTube.
I use it just about every day, so I'd be with,
multiple times a day?
Yeah.
Or about once a day?
Yeah, about once a day.
All right. What about Facebook?
Once a day.
Once a day? All right. What about X, or formerly known as Twitter?
No, I don't use it at all.
Not at all? All right. What about TikTok?
I don't use it at all.
Not at all? All right. And what about Instagram?
I don't use it at all.
at all? Okay, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies, and for each, if you could please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. And the first one is, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
No.
So do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Oh, I strongly disagree. They don't play a threat to me.
All right. What about Meta plays a negative role in society? And by the way, Meta is Facebook, basically.
Yeah, I don't have an opinion on that.
All right. What about Meta keeps its users' data secure?
I don't have a comment on that. Sorry.
All right, no worries. X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Yeah, they should keep their data secure.
All right. All right,
yeah.
So do you strongly agree with this or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know.
Don't know? All right, no worries. What about X or Twitter plays a negative role in society?
Somewhat. Oh, no, I take that back very.
So do you strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree that it has negative effect.
So you strongly agree that it has a negative effect?
Yes, I strongly agree with that.
Okay, all right, thank you. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so have you heard, have you heard about it, a little bit or a lot?
Well, here's what I heard about it, that the Chinese have it more of a way of getting information. TikTok here is totally different. Totally different. Now,
all right.
Why is that different? I don't know, but I'm suspicious of it.
All right. So would you say you've only heard a little bit then?
Yeah.
All right. So now I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I support it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
Yeah, I would do that anyway. He was going to ban it.
All right. So would you be, much more likely to support them or somewhat more likely to vote for them?
Yes, very much so.
All right. So what do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Was it because they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens, because they want to protect the U.S. citizens' data security, because they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors, because they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, because they are plain text?
Your first one.
Oh, all right. So would you want me to finish reading the rest of the list, or do you just immediately think the first one is?
No, the first one. Yeah, the first one covers it.
All right. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news from or information about what's going on in your community? And you can select multiple options. So the list goes National Evening Network, TV News, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC.
Yes, ABC.
All right.
Television.
Okay. Mm-hmm. News aggregators, such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard. Music and entertainment sites.
No, news, none of those.
Local TV news.
A little bit.
Talk or news radio?
I don't listen to it at all.
All right. Print newspapers or magazines?
I'm going to listen.
All right.
A magazine?
Uh-huh. Print news or magazines?
No. No, I social. Don't look at any money from that.
All right. Social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
I want to ask you something. In the mm-hmm. first one, I didn't let you finish. What were the choices in the first one, where you could get news from?
All right. So the question was, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And the list is national evening network TV, such as ABC, CBS, or NBC. The next option was news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, music and entertainment sites, YouTube, local TV news, talker news radio, print newspapers or magazines, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, cable news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, or news websites.
MSNBC.
All right. And news websites.
That's where I'm going to get my news from.
Okay. News websites or apps?
No.
No? All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes. So I do want to thank you so
okay.
much for your time this far.
Oh, so no problem. I used to do this for a living, too.
Really?
A long
All right.
time ago. Yeah, a long okay. time ago. That's why my voice is getting away oh. on that. Although when I did surveys, I sounded more like this because I got a bunch of surveys sound like a fellow from back east. So, yeah, they went for it. I had a plenty of surveys. And wedding proposals or stuff like that, but that's beside the point. But yeah, I knew what you did, so take
all
your
right.
time. It's fine.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College, all right. Will that be like postgraduate or a college graduate, like bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's, yeah.
All right. Bachelor's?
Yes, bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Unmarried.
Married? All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.